Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
My name is Scott Sinclair. I'm a senior researcher on trade and investment policy issues at the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives.
What, in your opinion, will be the main impact of a Canada-EU economic and trade agreement?
Well, I'm particularly concerned about the aspects of this treaty that I would say go far beyond traditional or normal trade relations. Europe's an important trading partner for Canada, and on balance, trade is pretty open already between Canada and Europe. But I'm concerned about the impact on areas like public purchasing and the ability to use public purchasing and procurement as a tool for economic development or to assist marginalized groups. I'm concerned about the impact that this agreement might have on the availability of generic drugs and drug prices for Canadians and provincial drug plans, and in general about expanding investment protection types of arrangements that we've seen under NAFTA that have been used by foreign investors to challenge a whole range of government policies, particularly in the area of environmental protection.
You mentioned the Ontario Green Energy Act. Could you explain what an agreement with the EU would mean for this?
Well, the EU has targeted the Green Energy Act as an example of the types of public purchasing policies that they don't like. And the Green Energy Act basically offers premium prices for renewable energy in Ontario. As a condition of qualifying for those subsidies, all investors, regardless of their nationality, have to commit to, you know, create a certain amount of green jobs and do a certain amount of sourcing within the province. And the EU, even though they've done very well under those premium prices and the feed-in tariffs, object to that quite strenuously.
How do you see the Canada-EU trade relationship developing as we move forward?
This is not a very auspicious time to be entering a trade agreement with Europe, you know, which is entering a period of inner economic turmoil and austerity. Canada already has a pretty significant trade deficit with Europe, and I think what's even more concerning is the fact that our exports to Europe are mainly minimally processed or unprocessed goods, whereas we import high value-added goods and services from Europe. So I would see, you know, for the immediate, say the next decade or so, that this unhealthy pattern in Canadian trade deficit and low quality exports would likely intensify.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen.